But let's have some experiences of what happened.
You started off saying clear, white, certain vibration or feeling I had. When you said red, I just went straight down. It was very, very strong. And as you proceeded with the colors, higher frequencies, very common, very soothing.
Okay. Now you might think in terms of that, if you're going to use this for sending, how you want to affect somebody, and use your personal experience with the colors, because that's really what your crew will be sending.
Red was very, very powerful, very physical.
Yeah, okay.
And then as you moved up,
right,
so it took on different sensations.
Okay, good.
That's what I found with the red. You just went right down. It was very thick, very dense. And as you got down to the lower end, then it became very clear and expanded.
Mm-hmm.
Really.
Okay.
I didn't care for the red at all. It just had a really negative effect on me. I can't even describe it, so I just opened my eyes to get rid of it.
Mm-hmm.
And also, I don't care for the orange in my space at all. The other ones, they were okay, and I found that the cool ones, I could breathe into and then have my whole self permeated with that color.
Okay. Now, in order to be able to use the whole spectrum, what you might experiment with is pink instead of red and peach instead of orange.
Okay. I do use magenta an awful lot. I really resonate to magenta.
All right, which is the red and violet.
Yeah.
And so you can make other combinations if you want to also.
Yeah, substitute.
That's right.
Yeah.
But you might try the softer versions, which is adding more white to them.
Yeah,
so
or even like...
So pink is red with white in it.
Make the yellow a lime or something like that. Because
sure.
I'm not even crazy over the yellow, but it was
horrible.
Right.
And you can make that softer. A lime would be an alternative.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I could also feel the colors, though, particularly the blue and the green.
Right.
I mean, they have a real physiological effect on me.
Good. Then when you send them, they'll have that physiological effect on others.
So my interpretation, I can put my experience or interpretation of those colors onto others?
Yes.
Because I always thought that putting my colors onto others was kind of imposing
myself. Not imposing.
On
All them. You're doing when you're doing that is sending a telepathic message. Their crew is receiving it through its own aura,
yeah,
translating that into its own terms.
Okay.
And so if you are sending, let's say, the thought of blue for a particular purpose, your crew is going to send what it associates with blue. In other words, what your previous experience has been with blue is what your crew is going to send. The other crew is going to pick that up as a message, translate it into its own form, which for all you know could be peach, if we're looking at it in color. You don't know how that other person's experience is. We don't have to.
It's just going to pick up the feeling.
It's going to pick up the feeling, the intent, and do the translation. So it's not imposing, because you're not making the other person do anything, and you're not putting anything into them. We all have this filtering aura.
Okay, I understand that somewhat now, because before I thought that if I projected a color to somebody, that might not be a compatible color to them.
That's right. Yeah. See, but that might not be the way they'll translate it either. They'll translate the intent. Yeah. Okay.
I found the red a very intense emotional feeling, but not negative.
Mm-hmm.
And it was also an immediate switch. When you said red, it just went pow. And I saw all the colors in my mind's eye. I mean, in my eyelids. I saw each color before I started it sort of flooding over me.
Okay, good.
It was interesting. It's very entertaining.
Yes. All right.
I felt the most with the white. Like, I felt very light and airy with the white. Then there was a distinct contrast with the red. And then I saw the red in a rose, which really lightened it up.
Right.
I didn't really notice, and then when we went on to from the colors after that, I didn't really notice any real shift in feelings or emotions, but I did find myself correlating the different colors to scenes in nature, like the green was the grass, the blue was the sky. Immediately I would visualize on those aspects. And then I kind of felt the lightness again after, but there was no real distinguishing after the first initial white light into red, which was definitely denser.
Mm-hmm.
But it felt good.
Okay, good. With practice, you may or may not notice more fine-tuned distinctions. But at any rate, same thing applies. Use your personal experience to make the decision of what you're going to send. Okay.
Well, it's interesting hearing what people say about the red. I've lately been working a lot with green, actually, focusing in on green, that color, and using a lot. And I felt that, doing this has made me realize that I'm finished with green now. What I do need is the red and the orange.
Mm-hmm.
And I have always avoided reds and orange a lot for the same reasons that other people have, just that it's almost like too much. But right now I feel that I need more red and orange. So I was happy with that discovery.
Good. Very good. All right.
I found that the red, again, was a very emotional one. I felt my sort of my pulse increased. The yellow was a very soothing color. The green was very fresh. The violet I didn't like at all. It was really prickly.
Mm. Okay. All right. That's an interesting reaction.
Yes, I had great fun with that. Because a lot of my images were of children. And the first one, the red that we went into, I could hear the shouting.
Ah.
They were shouting. And then you said orange, and it was very calm again. And did you go to green after orange?
Yes.
I was in
we did yellow first.
Oh, yellow. Well, yellow was skipping and dancing around, and there were lots of children. Green was library. It was in the library, lots of books. Blue was nice and cool, and I got sophisticated down. I felt good. And violet, I just shot outwards. I mean, that for me. Violet is a very special color for me. A lot of them are. And, that's about it. But
all
it was
right.
Fun. I enjoyed
good.
It.
Good. John.
I seem to be relating the colors to physical sensations on my skin in just about every case. So the red was energizing and prickly, uncomfortable, squirmy, but less so with the orange. The yellow was energizing but calmer. The green was nice and pleasant and easing off, and the blue was like leave me here and beam me down or something, I don't know. And the violet... I stayed in the blue. I liked it too well. I didn't go to violet.
Okay. All right.
But it was definitely a surface skin emotional sensation for me.
All right. Good. Now, although we talk about these colors and the aura in terms of light, the aura also has all of the other kinds of vibrations of sense. Sight, sound, touch. Okay. Some of you did incorporate some of the rest of that. It also has smell. Each of the colors can be associated with different smells. And so when you're sending, if you find it easier to send a sensation than a color, a visual color, that's perfectly fine. Okay? Let yourself get in touch with almost like a different frequency octave of the same thing. But you can do it in terms of color. Okay, we're going to set a red feeling now, or a red sound, or a red smell. And so you can use those as well in that way. Now, but look at all the differences and the different reactions to the different colors, you see. That's why I emphasize that you send what you know. And the other person will translate it in their own way. So if he sends red to her, she'll interpret it as violet. Okay. All right, any questions about that in the aura? And how it can be used in a healing way, and about moving it around.
I don't know if there's any merit in it or not, but as an experiment, you can bathe yourself in different colored lights to try to understand how they affect you, and therefore how you can use them to project.
Mm-hmm. And breathe them in.
Yeah, you can just completely flood yourself with, I mean, real physical red light, or
yes.
Green light, or blue light. Or
yeah. That's useful. Now, this is one thing you probably heard about color healing that's been done with different lights. You get far faster effects with the mental colors than you will with the physical ones. And the best, you can get some effect with the physical ones, but their greatest benefit is to help you focus on the mental ones. Give you a clearer memory image to be able to use. Curiously enough, because what you're doing when you're doing the color healing with real colors is you're really affecting the aura. You're not affecting the physical skin, the physical body directly, as much as you are affecting the aura, and the aura is taking that in and changing the body. So this is why you get much faster results with the mental colors than you do with the physical ones.
What's the best way to self-diagnose your own aura to see what colors you need more of?
By going through the colors, like somewhat like we just did.
See which ones you're drawn to the most?
See which ones you're drawn to the most. See which ones you have difficulty in imagining or feeling. And then be aware that that may be itself a block.
So you have a tendency to more to concentrate on the ones you feel uncomfortable with?
Yeah, you could use the ones you feel comfortable with to energize you, make you feel comfortable, relaxed, and then from those move into the others to clear that out.
Okay, thank you.
And then the other thing you may do is try different colors in different parts of your body with your mind. So we've done things where we've moved green through the body and found areas where green got stuck at my knee. I couldn't move green any further than my knee. Well, then we try a color on one side or the other of green and see if we can move that one through.
Could it also mean, too, that if you can only bring green up to your knee, that that's as far as it has to go? Could be your Koo's way of telling you that's fine for that part, but you need another color to move on?
If that's your interpretation of it, then that's what you want to use. If you're starting out with the idea of seeing that if I'm going to be completely free-flowing, all this energy is going to be able to flow through me at every frequency, and that's my criteria for health, then you check and see which ones don't flow through. If your criteria is different, that I only need certain colors in certain parts of my body, then your experience is going to be different. So it depends on the parameters that you set up.
More like free-flowing energy from the bottom to the top.
If that's the parameter that you set up, this is the criteria for health. Right. All right. Any other questions?
You guys are wearing the same colors except for the yellow.
Twins. Why are you wearing yellow? You know, we didn't agree on yellow.
Any other questions on the aura and the colors? All right. Yes.
Well, one question just came to mind. If you're looking at another individual, or you want to send colors to that individual to help them. Again, it's you send the colors you feel comfortable with, and they themselves will interpret it. And
you send the colors corresponding to the feelings that you know those colors have for you, in order with that intent for them. So if you want to calm them down, and for you blue is calming, send them blue.
If in doubt, send the whole works.
Send a rainbow. Either send white or send a rainbow. Yeah. And here you go, pick and choose yourself. Okay.
Just let it filter down.
That's right.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So if I see, as I had seen a very yellow aura on somebody that I was told was really quite ill, and I had not had that feeling when I looked at her. Is that because yellow is not, doesn't mean illness to me?
Possibly.
Or?
You have to find out what yellow.
But then
you may have also picked up. This is important. You may have also picked up on a different aspect of that person.
Oh, that's true, yes. Okay. Yeah.
Because we're all sending out different messages at different levels, and different people will pick up different parts of those messages. So a person may be ill in one way, but at the present moment having a real happy experience about something,
that
and you may simply be tuning
time.
In
yeah.
to that part. And so we deal with what we are attuned to. Okay. Anything else? Then let's move into a different kind of clairvoyance. Clairvoyance is an overworked word in the psychic field because it refers to so many, many different things. But one of the things it's also used for is the ability to pick up information not visible to the physical eye. And we all have that ability, we just don't always use it very much. We can use it more to become more aware of other things that are in our environment or that we want to become aware of. And there are ways that we can experiment with that and test it out. Now, we've all been getting in a good state. We've all just energized ourselves with our auras. And so now is a good opportunity to do this other kind of experiment. And then we can talk about it. These are my home. All right, when I hand these out, just set them aside, don't pay any attention to them, and then when we actually begin, actually, before we begin, I don't know what order these are, I don't even know specifically what's in here, but there are images in each one of these envelopes, you know, so you know what you're looking for, they're postcards. And what I want you to do is get yourself focused, get yourself in a receptive state, and as soon as I hand you one of these, I want you to hold it, touch it, you can put it on your forehead, on your chest, wherever you feel like, and tell your ku to give you the impressions of what's in here. In other words, don't just sit back and say, what's going on? Tell your ku specifically, when you're, okay, ku, I'm holding this, give me some impressions of what this is, what this is all about, and then open yourself up, okay? All right, get yourself focused, centered, energized. Good.
When you were holding them, I kept getting the impression of a horse. I wanted to see a horse, but I lost that when I put it between my hands and I felt some bumps raise up, like near the top there's a crater or a volcano or a hill or a bump or something, and then in between there's maybe a water or just space, and then two smaller bumps or hills or volcanoes down there and some trees around. Oh my God. But I felt it first, and then I had the visual representation.
Oh, wow, that's a
isn't that beautiful?
A couple of tough acts to follow.
Yeah. Do I know?
I don't want to go next.
Good, very good. Very
yeah.
Good.
Well, I have to go with. I did the same thing. I had a picture before I ever got mine. But I didn't get anything else to replace it with, so I'll go with it. It's a yellow rectangle. It could possibly be a field surrounded by hedges or...
A yellow rectangle with a field surrounded by hedges of some kind. Okay. All right.
Is there anything yellow out there at all?
Well, yes, actually.
Well, field rectangles?
Look at this center pillar.
Yes, okay. I can't really claim that's what I really saw, though. I mean,
Okay, well.
Turn it around the other, okay. Yes, okay.
Is that what it looked like?
That way I'll buy it.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. The ku doesn't always look at things right side up the way that we do either. Mm-hmm. Okay. Now this is yellow.
Yellow.
It is a rectangle, very clearly and definitely. Out of all the possible things that you could have gotten, there's a yellow rectangle.
Okay. Good.
Okay.
That's it.
Yes.
Well, I saw water and rock-type formations, and then it transformed into a road. And then it could either be rocks or rock buildings. But it was kind of a coastal type of feeling to it.
All right. What was that again?
Just a road and rocks and water.
A road, rocks and water, okay.
And buildings.
And buildings?
It kind of it transformed. Like it started off as water and then rocks, then a road. And then the rocks could either be rocks or buildings or something.
Okay. Now, in any sense of shape or position, do you see that in there?
This reminds me of the road, like... You know how a coastal road is?
That's right.
That could be like a road type thing at the top there.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Lots of rocks.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Yeah, definite
lots
concrete.
Of things,
buildings.
Very
yeah.
concrete with the buildings
yeah.
and the rock feeling. Mm-hmm. Okay. See, a lot of these things that we experience, we interpret them consciously in a particular way. And the ku interprets them, sees the same thing and interprets them differently. Okay.
automobile, the color black, clouds, either the word or the concept of metamorphosis, of something rising or expanding in some way.
Okay. That's kind of rising in a particular way.
Mm.
Okay.
There's no automobile.
All right, no particular automobile right here. No, there isn't. The color black is prominent in there.
Oh. Okay.
So
you
guys
have
a
look.
Maybe
it's Norwich.
What is it?
It's from Norway. Okay. Let's see what she says here. Well, this is what she saw. The concept of rising or expanding. This is a church.
Mm-hmm. Well, that is very metaphoric, rising or expanding.
Yeah, that's
church.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. And very definitely that building gives that
building
kind of a sense.
Yes.
Sometimes the coup picks up on what was written, too. So let's see.
Oh.
Went to see the old church yesterday, all made of wood. Saw the Viking ships, the Kon-Tiki,
oh.
Raft.
Well,
yeah.
An automobile.
That's
I mean,
right.
Maybe the same idea of travel.
Right.
They're on a trip or something.
Went to Fragner Park, where they have 150 sculptures, a 60-foot monolith, representing the spiral climb of humanity. Right? It was all done by one artist, which took him 39 years. Okay.
Isn't that incredible?
Very good.
She's
she was driving around, driving around to all these places, and you picked
it
up.
I didn't think I would get it either. I heard theirs and I thought it was.
It was.
Hi there.
I will keep emphasizing, the more you practice this stuff, the more you get to learn how your coup picks things up.
Mm-hmm.
Right? There's different patterns for different people.
Well, first of all, it went totally blank, and I got sort of white lines, almost like peaks. And so I said, okay, let's be a little more specific, like what are you trying to say? And then it was like mountains, and it was like almost as if it was an overview of the mountain range.
An overview of the mountain range? Okay. At first, what did you get?
Sort of light, sort of going up like this.
Oh, okay.
Are you allowed up?
Yes.
Loud everything, yes.
Can you see anything in there in the colors of the shapes? Which you could have picked up like that.
Mm-hmm. Well, the water coming in here. Because
mm-hmm.
I got a lot of white at the end.
I thought maybe it would have died.
On the
image?
Oh, yeah.
That could look like snow inside the mountain. Okay. So
oh,
her coup picked hers up sideways.
Sideways, too.
Yeah.
No cause, no honey. There we go.
And gave that same kind of shape. So your coup will often pick up shapes and forms rather than the picture as we interpret it. Okay. Yes.
Okay. I thought the first thing I saw was round, disc-shaped black. And then there was writing all around it, and I thought, oh, the sun. Then that seemed to change to spiral. Spiral seemed to be predominant. And then there was a daffodil shape and lime green. I either saw the words or heard the words lime green. And then it was like a daffodil shape, and the whole thing ended up with flowers. It was like petal shapes.
Flowers and petal shapes around.
And suns and spirals.
Suns and spirals and round and disc.
Generally round, tubular.
Oh,
that's rounded out.
Yeah.
Very good. Very good. And it's got flowers on the other side.
Oh yeah. Has
yes.
It?
It doesn't look like daffodils. It looks more like morning glory.
Maybe the lime green was just on the other side of
the alphabet.
Yeah.
Okay. Very good. Very good.
Well, that was an interesting experiment. I'm going to have to go for broke. I got a couple of old men sitting in a park-like setting.
All right.
Be more specific.
Were they wearing hats?
A couple of old men sitting in a park-like setting.
That's all right.
Okay. I'd say that's
okay.
Kind of pretty good.
Pretty good. Pretty good.
Okay. Is there any orange in there anywhere? I was getting after pictures of orange. Stamp?
Yeah, flowers. I see the flowers. Yeah. Stamp? Some of the shirts. And the flower, definitely. The shell is orange.
It was a maw. It was like, first of all, I thought it was a shirt hanging on the line, and then I thought it was like the cat's mouth open or something.
Right.
Something open and orange.
Right.
And it's the shell.
Okay.
That was the second
no,
one.
No, I was trying to
almost
make...
destroyed the first one. I thought, now I got to go with the old guy.
I was working on maintaining the focus here and still trying to tune in, see what I got through. So my first impression, and I felt like this might have been just association, was I know that one of these postcards is a ship in Fiji, in a big bay, and that one kept coming in. But then, besides that one, what seemed to have more solidity to it was a sense of a river and green land coming down. Let's see, and it was none of those. What my crew did pick up, though, I know why it picked up the first one, because this is on board ship. Okay. Entertainers on board ship. It says that exactly.
Ship.
At Rarotonga, the Cook Islands. Okay, so that's why my crew kept giving me the cruise ship.
Ship.
That's
ship,
right.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, good. That's good, crew. All right.
Yes,
cool. Yeah. All right. That was all very, very good. Very well done. Do we have any questions about that kind of thing?
In order to make things clear to yourself again, you must practice.
It's practice, see. What we're getting here is how to do it, how to proceed, and to show you that you do have the powers, but to develop the skill takes practice.
Well, how would you practice? Is buy yourself a little postcard?
Oh, sure. Postcards are one way. Pick up a book, like one of these books of nature scenes and things like that, and pick that out clairvoyantly, work on that, use magazines. Before you're going into an office, get focus and tune in and get a clairvoyant indication of what you think might be in there. Mm-hmm.
The telephone ringing.
That's right.
Asking yourself, things like if when you're stepping out of the house, is this going to be good? How do I feel about the situation I'm going to?
Mm-hmm. All those kinds of things. And then you'll start getting more and more accurate information about what's up, which will do two things. It'll help you prepare for what's happening, and it'll give you feedback in case you want to do things to change it. You might want to project. You're saying, okay, let's say I'm going to go into the office today, and it's not so good a feeling, so I'm going to project some nice, clear blue light over there first. I have to change the situation before I get there. So you tune in first, and as you tune in more and more accurately, learning how your crew picks things up, then you can. That gives you feedback information for healing and a better experience.
To do it with books, would you envisage a page, or would you open it up somewhere without looking at it?
Yes. Now, that would probably be easier to do. Okay. Or you could go and do it by particular chapters, or lots of variations. But the more you do that, the more you become open to that level of receptivity, that level of information that's coming in. And therefore you expand your general awareness. And then all your work begins to be more intuitive. Because as you open yourself up more and more to that level, your crew then has more and more freedom to give you information that's useful. And so then what will start to happen is you'll be walking along and you'll get this flash, and you know you can count on it. And so then you act on it. What I use this, and one of the most useful ways that this happened to me was working with people, for instance, when I used to work with a lot of individual clients. Why, as we'd work together, I'd get a flash of a technique to use, or something about them to speak on or begin to utilize in the work, and it would be perfect. It would be right. It would be just exactly the right thing for that person at that moment. And so it makes all your work more effective. You find yourself for particular classes. I find myself, as Robbie knows and John knows very well, all my teachings are different. Because while there's the same basic underlying theme, it's always special for the people who are there. because I let my intuition, my connection with them, guide me into the things to focus and emphasize.
Then you would, be, while you're encouraging your ku to tell you things,
right,
giving it the freedom to do that,
right,
and then you're also learning to trust it when you get the...
Exactly.
Yeah, so it's a two-way...
That's right. Learning. And the more you do of each one of those, why, the better and better and better it gets. Until finally, the intuition becomes such a natural thing, you don't think about it anymore. It's just part of the way you operate. Like, we don't usually think about walking. Well, this becomes a natural skill like that.
I think the other thing is to trust what you get first, because before you handed out the cards, I had a beach.
Yeah.
When I got my thing, I thought, no, it couldn't possibly be a beach, because from Hawaii, a postcard's got to be a beach. It couldn't be that simple.
And, you know, I got the same thing when I was doing this. The ship popped in. Mm-hmm. And I say, oh, come on, now, I know that card's in there.
Yeah.
No, okay, wait a minute, that's what you're giving me, that's what I'll pay attention to. Yeah. And that was the most significant. Mm-hmm. Okay. My intuition's telling me that now's a good time for a break. So we'll get up, move around.
Okay. Okay, with everybody except Marmy.
Mm-hmm. What's very important when you're using this kind of clairvoyance is your intention. Now, use this as a demonstration of what happened here. Okay. My ku picked up the concept of skiing because of its association with the image that was on her keyring. Reminded my ku of ski badges, and so my ku then projected something about her in terms of skiing, used that symbolically. Now, people who are doing psychic readings would be then do like what I did, all right? Translate that psychically. Now, this is what I'd like us to do for the next part of the experiment. This was just a first tuning in to see how your ku kind of picks things up, where it picks and chooses, getting some feedback to let you know that you are picking things up that are pertinent. Okay. Now, if I wanted to finish the thing in that same kind of way with that keychain, that strong sense of crystals where the keys are, I can see in there that crystals are going to be a key to helping you on this next adventure that you're on. Okay. And so I'd suggest, these were white quartz crystals, and so I would suggest almost like a cluster. Mm-hmm. And so I would suggest working with a cluster and tuning into that. I know exactly which one you're going to get, too. And using that to help you energize and focus to prepare you for what's about to come.
Just happen to have one there.
That's right. Okay. So you see how I turned that into a reading for her. And it doesn't matter whether that was out of memory association or whether that had to do with a particular physical memory. Whatever you pick up in this present moment is pertinent to the present moment. Out of the vast, wide range of experiences that may be associated with any object, you only pick up in the present moment certain ones.
What's pertinent to the present.
That's right. Mm-hmm. And what's pertinent to the present is pertinent to what's coming. Because the future grows out of the present. Which is why if you want to change the future, you start changing the present.
So it's all dependent on the person's perception.
That's right.
Totally.
And so you can, when you direct your intent now, we're going to do this again. You can use the same object or another one. But this time I want your intent to be aware of whatever you perceive, and I want you to practice at telling a little story about that for the other person. And if you feel like you're making it up, making up a story, that's perfectly okay. It's one of the tried and true traditional methods of allowing psychic information to flow. Okay. So this time, make the trade again.
Same people?
Same item?
Same item if you like. Okay. Only what you're going to be doing is interpreting it differently this time. Your intent is going to be to pick up whatever you got, use whatever images or feelings that you get, and make up a story for the other person in terms of their upcoming future. and let it flow. Just let it flow. Don't try to hold anything back. Let whatever story flow out of you.
For the future.
Yes, for the future.
Doesn't matter.
Okay.
Sure.
I'll find the door.